The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, DMV. Such an amazing opportunity to thank all of the beautiful, wonderful, charming women out there.
I am woman.
Yep. Thank you for making life possible. Thank you for being so different and strong. Happy Women's Day. I don't know if you've ever heard of Gloria Steinem. Yeah, you probably have. A world-renowned feminist and journalist once said, "The story of women's struggles for equality belongs to no single feminist, nor to any one organization, but to the collective efforts of all who care about human rights." Well, I think that's true. I think we all need to care about all men and women's rights. It doesn't belong to any one group, no feminist or masculinist, if that's what you call it. We all want to fight for the rights of all people. Women, we're glad that you have equal rights, just like we do. And we're grateful for all the unique and wonderful contributions that you make to our society. Welcome to the Pointing You Home segment of the Eric Stewart Show. And if you've missed any show, look us up on Spotify or iHeartRadio. That's Pointing You Home on Spotify or iHeartRadio. And if you're on your computer, all you have to do is Google Eric Stewart Group Radio to listen to us anytime you want. If you're waiting for housing prices to drop during the next recession, well, I'll tell you, it's not likely to happen. Why it's going to be a very long wait? Well, there just is such a demand for housing that it's going to continue to go up. In fact, the demand for housing is so great because of the lack of supply. Last week, I had a sobering conversation with you as an audience about the coronavirus and the potential impact on our local real estate economy if it were to hit our region, as well as the international impact. And I could barely touch on everything in just 30 minutes, but I do mention, and I will encourage you to go back and listen on the podcast on Spotify or iHeartRadio. Listen to the Pointing You Home and the Senior Solutions segments from last week where I discuss the very marginal impact that I think that disease will have on pricing in the region. And again, this is more because of the lack of supply being created and the demand being great. And even if we have the coronavirus come into our area and hurt a lot of people here, it's still not going to overwhelm the long-term trend for demand. So we certainly hope that that doesn't happen with the virus. But even if it does, I think the prices will stay strong. Well, technology continues to upend our property market. The change in how real estate is happening in The Economist. There was an interesting article called "Tearing Down the House." And from far enough away, most houses might look the same. But, you know, if you're looking down at Dallas, Los Angeles, or New York, most dwellings are just nondescript. And you might find a house that's worth $200,000 or $2 million. But the local real estate market changes based upon the features and amenities that homes bring. You may be listening and maybe a senior who's decided, "I'm not moving." And part of the reason is technology has changed the way you live in your home. And you may use what we call the gigabyte economy, which is the use of services provided on an as-needed basis, whether that's getting somebody to come by and pick you up with Uber to drive you in to get a meal and have a glass of wine, and then you call one when you're ready to go and somebody else picks you up and takes you home. And instead of you having a car to drive, which maybe you have normally, you decide to use that car. Maybe you get to the point where you're like, "Well, you know, I don't really want to pay the insurance anymore. I don't really want to have the car. In fact, I might use that garage as my home theater. I'm just going to use other people's vehicles to drive me where I want to go." Okay. Same thing could be true in terms of renting somebody to come in and do work. There's compression happening across the industry of home services. Staying in your house is easier because of technology within your house, how you communicate with your friends and your family, whether it's Skype or whatnot. We're able to stay where we are longer and better because of technology. That's upending America's property market because many of us are not selling to go find the next thing because we're using technology to modify our current life and enjoying it without moving forward to someplace else. So therefore, there isn't that unlocking of one house and new locking in by somebody else into your house that might have been happening as much just 10 years ago. Hey, I've got a wonderful opportunity. Sean O'Boyle, who's with George Mason Mortgage, which is a United Bank company. United Bank is just an incredible bank. I have a lot of respect for the way they run their business. And Sean, I've asked him to come in to discuss a new program for the attorneys in our audience. Thank you for joining us a few weeks ago, where we talked about your renovation program that you have through George Mason Mortgage, which is a United Bank division. And that particular product, I just want to mention this again to you. If you're listening, you're thinking of doing a rehab to your existing home, maybe creating a first floor master bedroom. Maybe you want to age in place. Maybe you want to put an addition off the back of it. George Mason has a product that will allow you to borrow up to $1,250,000 as long as your loan to value is at 89.9%, you can borrow up to $1,250,000 on a renovation. So take this. You got a house that's worth $900,000. You owe $500 on it. And you think, yeah, rather than selling and going through the frictional expenses of selling my house and buying something else, maybe I'm going to spend $100,000, modify the first floor, and do some bathroom work so I can continue to live where I love living. So they'll combine your $500 with the $100, make a $600,000 mortgage. You know, your loan-to-value is safe, and it's a brilliant product. And so if you want to talk to Sean, I've just taken over this whole conversation, and I haven't even given you a chance to talk about this yet, but actually what I'm going to have you talk about in a minute is the lawyer loan that you have, which I'd love to have you talk about. But the renovation, if they want to call you about that product, what's the best number?
301-318-4175.
Again, that's 301-318-4175, georgemasonmortgage.com for that information. Tell us about the lawyer loan. We know about doctor loans. So doctor loan would allow a doctor who's maybe just coming into practice, doesn't have a lot of savings, but does have that income stream. You're offering a product now for lawyers.
Yeah, so what we have is a 100% lawyer loan. It's 100% up to $750,000. It is on a seven-year ARM, rates in the mid-threes. But it does allow that that initial first-time home buyer lawyer in the D.C. area who has good income but may be short on cash. So that product is getting a lot of play, especially down in D.C. Mm-hmm. So it's an excellent product.
And best way to get a hold of you again is that
301-318-4175.
Again, that's 301-318-4175. Give Sean a call. Talk to him about your lending needs, and he'll help you out. Go to georgemasonmortgage.com if you want to see him online also. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
I appreciate Sean's insight today, and primarily because what you're hearing is a more liberal lending environment through what he's communicating. The banks are looking for an opportunity to lend money, and they're looking to make it easier for some borrowers that they feel are less risky to borrow money. Well, the thought is that a doctor or an attorney is going to have a stable means of income with probably a pretty sizable salary, and they're not likely to go out of work. Can you think of other businesses that offer that same kind of security with high dollar numbers, right? There aren't as a group as many like that. You might say, well, somebody who's a financial advisor, but guess what? A financial advisor has to build a book of business over a period of time. Whereas if you're an attorney, you jump into a firm where you are an attorney working for a large firm, you'll do a certain number of billable hours. Same thing on the doctoring side. If you're a doctor and you're local and you go to work at Johns Hopkins, you're going to be working. There's just demand in the health services field, and I think that's probably where I wanted to go with the conversation. The health services field is going to continue to be strong, especially as our demographic continues to age in our local area. Not that we're all getting older, right? I mean, I'm not. How about you, Ken? You getting any older?
I couldn't get any older.
I couldn't get any older. That's good. Yeah, so when you're looking at getting ready to buy a house, and you're looking to get yourself financially prepared to purchase a home, there could not be a better time right now. There could not be a better time than right now to get pre-qualified and look at purchasing real estate. The long-term trend for real estate is going to stay intact based upon overall demand and the lack of inventory being built. So when you cut costs, if it's through the price, sure, that's great. But if you cut the cost of purchase by virtue of how much it costs you to borrow, now you're maybe at 3% or sub 3% rates in your purchasing power. You've just increased your purchasing power. You could borrow more money, or you could pay off your loan and pay less every month. What I'm trying to say is get into the market now. If you're a buyer, you're still thinking about purchasing, do not shy away from it. Sure, there may be less Chinese buyers buying in the local, in the national real estate climate in our country. But the overall people that are here already, not just the investors, but the people who need to buy houses, overwhelms the supply of homes and will for the next decade, especially in the DMV. Get more information on buying a home. Get our Savvy Buyer Guide at ericstewartgroup.com. It's a free publication. We'll mail it out for free, or you can download a copy. We also, for those of you getting ready to sell, We're doing great as a team. We're putting homes on the market. Our average home is selling above the asking price. They're selling in 10 days or less. We just sold one for $35,000 over asking price, another one for $38,000 over asking price, another for $20,000 over asking price because the demand is that strong. If you didn't have that experience before, maybe your home expired, which is what we say about houses that don't end up selling, and you think, well, I tried that. It didn't work. Please throw that to the wind and call us at 1-800-900-9104. Give us a try. 800-900-9104, or at least get a copy of the Market Ready Guide where you can get our 10 great questions to ask a real estate agent before you hire one. Good information as you're getting ready for the market. Well, it's that time for Stuart Rosenthal, who's the editor of The Beacon and a personal friend, runs a great publication called The Beacon Newspaper, and it is found in over 1,500 local areas. Places. In fact, you can pick it up, probably at your grandmother's house because it's everywhere. Stuart, thanks for dropping these off.
Thank you.
And they don't ever seem to be unwanted. You have something like 200,000 readers.
That's correct.
That's a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
It's like that old article, that old advertisement, I think, that said, inquiring minds want to know, right? Yes.
I don't know if I want to be in that.
Okay, maybe not. Okay, so these are real stories. Right?
This is for real. Okay. This is not fake news. No.
So what do you got for us?
Well, I want to mention, first of all, we had a couple of years ago, an amateur art competition for people over 50. We call it the Celebration of the Arts.
Yes.
We only have a few weeks left in this competition. It closes March 20th. So if you're an artist or a photographer, please make sure you take a look at The Beacon and submit online a picture of your painting or drawing or ceramic or sculpture or photography or stained glass, whatever you've got. We've got 7 different categories. It's only $10 to enter. And we're going to be having cash prizes and awards and an exhibit for a whole month in downtown D.C. at a gallery. It's a very exciting show. We had a wonderful people submitting their work a couple of years ago, and so we decided to do it again. But the time is running out, so I want to make sure people know that.
Thank you, Stuart. Thanks for mentioning that today. You can find out more information about that at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Hey, that wraps Pointing You Home. Right after the break, our friends from Wilshire Estates, a new type of retirement community, join us. Don't go away.